Good afternoon. Sunshine will continue to mix with clouds from time to time throughout the day as high pressure keeps it dry behind that big storm that brought us all the ice and snow through midweek. The high pressure center will work its way to the east, and a southerly wind flow will develop today around the back side of it, increasing to between 10 and 15 miles per hour. With that southerly wind, temperatures will be much milder than yesterday and push through the 20s past freezing and into the middle and upper 30s by the end of the day. This will help break up some of the ice and snow that accumulated with the last storm. Overnight tonight, the southerly wind will persist out ahead of the next Alberta Clipper, currently moving into the Great Lakes. With that southerly breeze, temperatures will only drop back into the lower 30s with thickening clouds. We'll see the chance of a few rain and snow showers developing as the system approaches late at night tonight. Into the day tomorrow, skies will remain mostly cloudy with scattered rain or snow showers passing through. We'll continue with the south wind early in the morning, then that wind will shift to the west behind the system as it passes through. Temperatures, however, will still find their way up into the middle 40s for afternoon highs. Behind the system, a northwest wind on Sunday will pick up in intensity, driving in colder air and drier air as well. So we'll have a return to sunshine, but highs will only be around 30. For St. Patrick's Day on Monday, things get interesting as a storm system along the Gulf of Mexico works its way toward the mid-Atlantic coast, then south of Long Island. On this approach, it'll remain sunny across the northern tier of New York and New England, while clouds will increase to the south. A closer approach may bring some snow into southern sections of the area as we get into Monday afternoon and Monday night. We'll continue to track this system as we head through the upcoming weekend. Either way, high temperatures on Monday will be in the 20s, then back to the mid-30s on Tuesday with mostly sunny skies. High pressure will dominate through the day on Wednesday with sunshine. However, clouds will be on the increase as the next system approaches, which will bring us a chance for rain or snow on Thursday. Highs through the midweek period will stay in the middle to upper 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Australian government's Bureau of Meteorology in Darwin is tracking a tropical cyclone. Its name is Jillian. Jillian has been meandering in the Gulf of Carpentaria in the northern part of the country. Tropical cyclone watches and warnings have been issued for parts of coastal northern Australia into the weekend as Jillian will produce wind gusts to 70 miles per hour as it moves across the north coast of the top end. Minor tidal flooding is expected, but torrential rains could produce localized flash flooding associated with this system. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 below zero at Doe Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-40s, Boston, mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and windy with highs in the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 43 degrees, the average low, 25. The record high 75 set in 1946, and the record low 6 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning is at 7:09 a.m., sunset this evening 7 p.m., 11 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with a few passing snow showers today. Windy, but milder, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Cloudy, with a mix of rain and snow showers tonight. Perhaps some spotty freezing rain with lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today, breezy but milder with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today, breezy and milder with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Scattered rain or snow showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today, milder with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, windy but milder with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Cloudy with a few scattered rain or snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few rain or snow showers, breezy in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny, breezy, colder Sunday, 20s to around 30. Sunshine north, clouds and perhaps some light snow in southern sections Monday, highs in the 20s. Mostly sunny, mid-30s for Tuesday. Sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday, mid-30s, and a chance of snow or rain Thursday, with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. For WAMC, have a great weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.